Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
This should be interesting.
For me, there's like phases to a relationship that are important. Like at first, when you like someone, like that's why they call it the honeymoon phase, right? Is the beginning. Because I don't know anything about you. I just know like I like you, so I'm attracted to you, right? But then there's like, once the chemistry dies down, like the chemistry side of it, like is there compatibility? Because compatibility, I think, is like that next phase of a relationship where like, does this actually work?
The f*** did you think? What did you...
Okay, first and foremost, check out the demonic cat nails. Or shall I just say claws, the demonic claws. Always a huge red flag that you're dealing with a toxica. But look, women are so egotistical and naive that they think they're going to find this 6'3", super hot, sexy guy who makes a good salary, who also connects with them on a deep intellectual level, who also connect with them on a deep spiritual level, who also has their same political views, who also is going to get along with their parents. That's not real life. Nobody gets all that.
Man, hell no!
And here's the thing. The reason why she's not feeling the chemistry with the guys that she go after, we know the guy, it's because after they hit, they go dry. The conversation is one word answers. They're not trying to have chemistry with you. They got what they wanted from you. It's not that some of the guys she, you know, made sweet love to couldn't have had chemistry with her. They just stopped trying. And I totally understand why.
If she shuts the fuck up, she can get pumped and dumped. But to actually have to talk to her and deal with her personality, and once you start hearing what they're talking about, most men, it starts to click. Wow, I don't want to be around her. Boop. And then the man's, oh, here, hold this. I'll be right back. And the man just disappeared.
And you better believe that they're willing to sacrifice character for looks. If you don't have a great character, they'll still F with you if you got the looks and height. But if you don't look above average, but the chemistry is great and you got a great personality, yeah, you're not getting no play. She'll just use you for free dates or if she need a refrigerator fixed or something.
Man, that's just me.
Because I could really like you.
Yeah.
And like things about you, like adore you and admire you, but like... do our lifestyles, like, really complement each other? Because, like, if it's going to go a distance, which, I am totally a relationship girl. Like I said, I get tired easily. I'm like, I tried to, like, go out once, and I was like, this is exhausting.
Things aren't always what they seem. There's always something more that meets the eye.
No, you're still hoeing out. Having two-month flings is still hoeing out. Just because you're not getting smashed after the club, you know, on the first night, doesn't mean you're not hoeing out. And she say, oh, I get tired easy. Exactly. She get tired easy for both situations. In a relationship and outside of a relationship. She just get tired of things easy, period. It's not that she just get tired of the 304 life. She gonna get tired of the wholesome fake girlfriend life too.
Nice try.
Well, I can't be played. A person trying to play me plays themselves.
And if you notice, she also says she needs somebody who can match her lifestyle. No, a man not supposed to get on your program. You're supposed to get on his program. He don't have to match with your lifestyle. You need to match with his. But at this point, you're probably too far gone already. This says me getting ready to leave the house every morning, Monday through Friday, because girlies fought for our rights. But let's be honest. This young lady right here still doesn't have to do it. She can get on a good man's program and just get retired at 21 if she really wanted to. But she don't like the discipline and structure that's going to have to come with that.
Bingo.
But let's not get it effed up. Women do have that option on the table. Even if she halfway decent looking, she could find some, you know, sucker somewhere who will pay for her full lifestyle and give her a place to live. It's men who actually have to go out there and work.
It ain't right.
Oh, you're married. Would you let your wife do OnlyFans tonight?
I don't know. I'm too jealous for that.
What if she was making like a couple mil a year?
She could do what she wanted to do.
Yeah!
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
Beta!
Oh, because I tell you why.
Beta!
It's a sign of being a beta male.
I didn't know that.
Beta!
What, beta?
Come on, man. Your morals and values shouldn't be for sale. I mean, I get it, man. I totally understand. But no. Our integrity is too high, fellas, to let something like this slide. We'd rather go out there and work three jobs before we let our woman disgrace herself and our family, if we did have a family with a woman. And let's be honest, that woman is going to lose respect for you if she know that, you know, money will make you compromise your morals, values, and standards. No question.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership.
For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
I'm just sitting here thinking about how tired I am of being the alpha female in my masculine energy.
There's no such thing as an alpha female. You're just a huge bitch trying to act like a man, something you will never be. No matter how much aggression you show, no matter how much of a mean-spirited, aggressive bitch you are, please cut it out. And nobody cares if you're tired. Once a woman brain go fake alpha, there's no going back ever. And even if it seemed like she's, you know, acting feminine, keyword, acting. First sign of an argument or first sign of something she don't like, back to that bullshit.
Yes, women can do it all, but like,
no, they can't.
We don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to put this together.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to change a light bulb. I'm tired of taking out the fucking trash. I don't want to coordinate with the service department on when to get my oil changed.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
And I don't want to bring my car there to do it.
You're not the worst looking woman on the planet. There's plenty of guys in your inbox who would be willing to do all those things. But you think you deserve better and you don't. And the type of guys you go after are going to be the least attracted to a woman on the internet talking about how she's tired of being alpha.
I don't want to put out fires. I want to try and fix everything.
Why are you putting out fires?
I just want to be the nurturer, the lover girl, the feminine, the soft.
That ship has sailed.
No, the time for you to develop into that was honestly growing up with your parents, if you had both, which you probably didn't. At the very latest, the time to develop that was, you know, 18 to 23.
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma?
So yeah, that riverboat has definitely sailed.
And I feel like I don't even know how to do that anymore.
True.
Because I'm in like fight or flight mode and constantly trying to figure stuff out.
You be all right, nigga. You tough, right?
Keep this in mind, fellas. No matter how hard they life get, they would rather do anything than quote unquote settle with the average man who's under 6'1" and make a certain amount of money. They would rather live under a bridge, honestly. As crazy as that sounds, they would rather, you know, blow random guys to get food for their underbridge little tent than settle down with a nice guy.
It's like simultaneously the craziest thing I've ever heard, but then also on one hand, I'm like, wait, that actually feels like it makes sense.
So I tried to hook up with this guy, right? And I just couldn't do it because he was just so sweet. Like, he was a really good person.
Because you gotta think, they've been seeing that guy as repulsive since they were 12. They can't accept the fact that the guys that they actually look down on are better than them and have always been better than them, even in high school when it didn't seem like it.
Only my loyal people will do this. I just made an Instagram called Alexa Collins Home. Go follow it. I'm going to be posting all of my home decor, home design tips. You a real one. Okay, really, but go follow.
Do you realize how supercalifragilisticexpialidocious stupid you look?
I wonder how she got in that mansion. Was it her great math skills? Was it her great architecture talents? Was it her brilliant analytical mind? Or was it TNA? Or was it her great skill of manipulating men?
I get it, not the classiest girly post ever, but honestly, I use this app for fun, and it's about my fun story times, sharing it with my friends, being silly. I am classy in real life, but I like to have fun sometimes.
Fun to most women is some type of shameful, you know, degenerate bullshit. Twerking, you know, drinking, getting drunk, partying, talking about how they got something from a man and didn't have to give him anything in return, stuff like that. They're not classy in real life. They're not classy online. They're not classy anywhere. They wouldn't know classy if it kicked them in the crotch.
Okay, Clay, I get the point.
No, you don't!
I feel comfortable enough on this app where I could just tell you, like, about my life that I don't post on Instagram. Oh, just curated. But on here, I'm like, let me talk my trash. This is where I get it all out. So yeah. I'm a classy girl, but I just like to be relatable and fun because obviously a lot of you guys related to it, but sorry, I came up on your page.
When all these women are online, showing their bunghole online, talking about all the terrible things they've done online, do they not consider that this is going to be on the internet forever? But you can't tell them nothing, especially if they're skinny, straight hair, and don't look horrible. You're not going to be able to tell them anything. Thing is, once their karma catches up with them, they're not going to be able to tell the world anything. The world going to tell them to fuck off.
She's a waste of fucking space, dude. She might be good to cut down her throat, something like that. And after that, she's fucking in the dating market. She's done.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.